Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamont. I hope you didn't hear that. I was like just doing this little thing and I was munching on some celery before I started the show, 45 minutes ago? But it's still, it won't go away, you know, trying to do the flossing thing and all that stuff. Celery just loves to be with me. I don't know. Okay, so how's everybody? It's Friday. You ready for a groovy weekend? Gonna have some fun this weekend, I hope. I hope you are. Yes. So what are we doing today? Well, you know, kind of change the tone a little bit of the show, and I hope you're with me on this change. And it really isn't a radical, like, major, huge shift of what I do here. But it really is more about, you know, it's like the old Dear Abby and Ann Landers or whatever they were. And they actually were sisters, but that's besides the point. And it's all about, okay, what do you have questions for spirit? For my spirit guides. They want to answer your questions. They want to get into how you get to do things that you want in their life. How do you get there? How do you achieve your goals? More so than predictions, you know. They're kind of like this, I have this problem. What do you think I should do about this problem? And that's the kind of stuff that spirit wants to work with you on, my spirit guides. And they're spirit masters and teachers, and it's a group. To explain the group, and in my writings, the book I'm working on explains a little bit more about them, so you're going to have to wait for the book. No, I'll tell you, I'll have to wait for the book. Who knows when that's going to happen? No, I'm trying to get it done this year, which is, yeah, that's a reasonable goal. You know, it's a reasonable goal. So actually, what I'm going to do a little bit later in the show, after we talk a little bit and see if anyone wants to talk to Spirit, have we get a little message about something. So what I was saying, though, so they want to answer your questions. So ask them anything, but not necessarily in prediction form. When will I ever get married? Well, you know, they're big into the law of attraction. Almost every spirit entity is into the law of attraction. That's kind of the basis of the universe, basis of all things is the law of attraction. So they're going to frame things around the law of attraction, believe it or not. Source, God, is into the law of attraction. That's how it works. Okay, so they're going to frame things around that. So don't be surprised if they say, well, you need to refocus your thoughts. Uh-oh. No, I have to change my thinking, change my consciousness, change my beliefs. It all falls back on that, really. I've been studying this and reading this and listening to Spirit for, guy, over 20 years on this whole subject, and it... You know, remember The Secret? Yeah, I was talking to somebody about The Secret the other day, the movie. But it really is based on all that. It's based on your emotions, your thoughts, and your belief systems. Because thoughts become beliefs. Well, we won't go into all that. I have an Abraham quote for you. Then I'm going to read to you from what I've been writing on today about Source. God, universe, whatever you call it. Okay, I call it Source. And Sarah, my spirit group, what they gave me to write today. So it's a little, about a page, less than a page from the book. So you can get into that, think about that, because it's kind of focusing on your responsibilities. Ooh, no, I don't want responsibilities, right? No. Yes, you do. We all want responsibilities, because with responsibilities, we do things. We get going. We get things, life done, right? We get life done. So what we're going to do that? We're going to do that. And so let me get the Abraham quote for the day, which really kind of applies to what we're talking about in an interesting kind of way. So if you want to call in, if you have questions for Source, questions for my spirit group, please call in. Please call in. That reminds me of a thing by Eminem's song. Never mind. We won't go there. You know, we'll leave that one alone. Everything exists for joy. Now, this is from from a workshop in Silver Spring, or they call it Silver Spring, not Silver Springs, Silver Spring, Maryland, on May 11th, 2002. Abraham's been doing this, presenting this material through Esther Hicks for a long time. Everything exists for joy. There is not one other reason for life than joy. Think about, chew on that one for a moment. Just think about that concept for a moment. There is no other reason for life than joy.
Well, oh no, I'm here to suffer and be miserable, right? Oh, I'm here to, life is drudgery. We came here to suffer and then we get our reward.
Okay, never mind. Now let's get back to Abraham. We've got nothing to prove to anyone because nobody other than all that is watching. All that is would be Source, right? All that is watching. In other words, we're not trying to get brownie points from some other galaxy. We're not trying to get someplace else. We're not trying to get it done. This is a great statement, and a lot of people don't get this idea, and this is a really difficult concept, and I'll just kind of break it down a little bit. We're not trying to get somewhere else. We're not trying to get it done because there is no ending. We cannot get it done. Everything exists for the joy in the moment. That's kind of an interesting statement, kind of almost like a mindfulness kind of statement where everything we experience, everything we do is to be in the moment, to find joy in the moment, to be happy in the moment, to find love in the moment, to be cheerful in the moment, to have all of these beautiful things, to show appreciation and to appreciate things in the moment. That's all we're here for. It's not 6 months from now. It's not 3 years from now. It's not a lifetime from now. It's not yesterday. It's not 3 weeks ago. Really, all it is in the moment, experiencing joy and all those other great qualities related to joy. Now, that's an interesting statement, isn't it? So what do you think about that? If you want to call in, we can discuss that a little bit more, because that's what it's really all about, is living in the moment. We get fixated on what tomorrow will bring. Oh, tomorrow, oh, tomorrow. Instead of tomorrow, it should be like right now. In the moment, what am I experiencing? And let me shift it so I'm experiencing joy. And my happiness is exuding out of me to in the moment, right now. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So if you have questions, the questions should be framed around this idea. What can I do to feel better? What can I do to make life easier? You like that? What can I do to make life easier? And whatever your issue is, say a relationship of what issue, what can I do to make life easier? And that's what you should be asking Spirit. Because life should be easy. Life should be fun. Life should be joy. Life shouldn't be, oh, well, maybe next month or maybe a year from now or whatever. Whatever you're experiencing now should be joy. That's a tough one for most people. I think you agree with me on that. Because most people don't look at it that way. Okay, well, if this happens and that happens, then I'll be happy. Nope. Stop. No. Wait a minute. No. Time out. Nope. You should be happy right now. You know, but whatever is keeping you from being happy, it should be pushed to the side. Okay, we won't get into all that. That gets really complicated and detailed. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about relationships. We're going to have some fun. There's a great article. Let me read what I wrote and what Sarah gave me today to write. And then we'll get into this really cool article from lifehack.org. And it's under the psychology. Amber Pirona, I guess that's how you pronounce it, P-A-R-I-O-N-A, professional EFL teacher, MPA, and English-Spanish translator. What an interesting group of things. Now, her article is something that I'm aware of, that I went to a group with, and we discussed this extensively, so it's nothing new. It's not brand new information, but it's a great reminder information why you and your partner don't need don't need to speak the same love language to stay together. And we're going to go through the love language, the five different areas of the love language, because people have different needs and different ways of communicating. We'll talk about that. It's kind of fun. It's good stuff. It helps make a relationship work a lot better. And you know what? I don't know if I can post this on Facebook. I will try. Let me see if I can do that, because it's a great article for everyone to take a look at. Oh, I don't know. Ooh, I'll try. I'll see if I can do it later. Because it's really cool stuff. Maybe I can post the link later for you guys. Maybe I should just join up. I'll do whatever I do. I'm going to try to put this on Facebook for you to read it later if you want to read it. But it's great information, something that you should keep in mind and look at from time to time, and especially when you're having communications issues with your partner. This is great stuff. So let me, instead of doing that right now, we're going to jump into my article that I wrote. This is part of the book, and it's I've been writing about Source, God, universe, okay, and a little bit about different aspects about Source. So this section is called "What Does Source Expect of Humans?" Ooh, okay. I'm going to read through it. I did some editing of this, but hopefully I didn't leave things out. Okay, simple answer is to be creative. Be part of the process of the ever-growing and expanding universe. Each person has a part in the master plan. You came into each lifetime to play out your role in the master plan. And how do you do that? Right? You foster the growth by writing. Okay, well, okay. I'll edit this later. But by writing a new symphony, writing a new book, inventing something new, making it easier for your fellow humans to fulfill their purpose, and expanding the knowledge and wisdom of all creation to have access to, you help other humans complete their role. All creations, recreations, regardless of the type, become part of the library in the non-physical that you can refer to. Yeah, that's probably a better word that I can put in there, but you get the point that everything that's created, everything new that's created goes into this library in the universe somewhere in the non-physical world, and we all have access to it. This accumulated knowledge quickly expands the universe, both in the physical and the non-physical. Source is always a part of you, or to say another way, you are always part of Source. Source experiences through you. You are the physical senses for Source. As your surroundings change, Source experiences that with you. Source wants to continue to grow and create. As part of Source, that creative energy of Source is flowing through you. Be the instrument of Source. Co-create with Source. All non-physical life as aspects of Source want to work with you in your creative process. This could be angels, spirit guides, your ancestors, and all other spirit beings. They all see through you, hear through you, feel through you, and experience through you. Keep them busy. How do you keep spirit engaged in your life? Try something new. Take on a new hobby. Travel more. Make new friends. Find new lovers. Write and read new books. Create and observe new art. Don't stagnate. Keep yourself fresh. You might say that spirit can experience all this Spirit can experience all this without me. But then you would be missing the point. Spirit Source wants to experience from your perspective, your eyes, your ears, your feelings. Source wants to experience your emotions, your joy, your love, your appreciation as you experience and create. Source wants to experience your emotions when you look at a Van Gogh painting. Source responds to how you feel when you go to a musical concert. Source wants to feel your joy when you look at the Grand Canyon for the first time. Live as if all life is there to experience, create, and celebrate life with. The physical world was created for you to stay in the emotion of joy. All the diversity and beauty was created so that you can stay in a constant spirit to experience of love and joy. The creation is for you to marvel and wonder at. But it is not just you. Source co-creates this, co-created the physical world so that all life would experience that magnificence of creation. Participate in life. So you get the point. What Spirit's saying to you is that be part of it. Do something, you know, do something. Source commissioned Spirit Life to develop and create the physical world. Spirit, in turn, passed on the blueprints of new creations to physical life. You were given and are continuously given new projects. Spirit gives you the assignments to caretake that has been created and to use these blueprints given to you to come up with amazing new creations. Take this responsibility seriously. When you are given the inspiration to start something new or to work on improve something old, take that responsibility and do it. Know that the inspiration is from the source within you. You are part of the master plan. Your lives have so many opportunities. Seize them and take the responsibility of each opportunity. There are no opportunities that are too small or too big. Perhaps your inspiration is to raise children. Take that responsibility seriously and know that you're doing it for all the universe to experience what new life will create. As we mentioned, no task is too big. Perhaps your assignment is to inspire, to design and build magnificent new buildings, since the inspirations from all source will come to you as needed to complete the project. Well, I didn't finish that last part, but nothing's too big, nothing's too small. All our assignments are magnificent from source. So do it. Do something. Get out there. And I will give you the link where I'm going to post this in a blog form, or if you go to Facebook, I will eventually post this in my Facebook section. Okay? So what are we doing next? Oh, we're going to get into that article. So anybody want to talk to Source? Anybody talk to Spirit? Anybody have questions for Spirit? Okay, so my spirit guides, they want to answer your questions. You know, it's like call in. They want to answer your questions. They want to help you. They want to help make your life easier. So that's why I ask you to call in. This is not me. I channeled this material. So I will check back, see if you're out there, see if you want to talk to Spirit, to Sarah. Sarah's a group. And I don't think I explained too much about what Sarah is, but Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers and masters. And in the book, I talk about who they are and some of them, but we won't get into all that right now. No, we'll get into the article. I really enjoy this article. And you got to think about as I read this, I'm going to go through it slowly enough, so you can identify which one of these is your love language. Okay, how do you express love? This is by this Amber Lady. How do you want to be loved in a relationship? If you're like most of us, you fall in one of the five love language categories with strong influencers. Now, yeah, you don't necessarily, I only use this one ever. No, not really. I seem to have all of those. Well, you might have some of all of those, and they may vary from time to time. But it's good to know all five. That way you can identify what's the dominant one, because people have dominant and subdominant influences and ways of expressing love, right? Right? Okay, so you're agreeing with me so far. Yeah, they're going, yeah, right, sure. Okay, words of affirmation saying, I love you, you're amazing, and I'm so lucky. So is your love language that you like to praise that other person? Is it praising? Do you, But also, do you like to receive praise? That would be the other part of that. That's the flip side of that. What do you do, and what does your partner like to receive? Does your partner feel better if I say I love you, you're amazing, that, you know, that the praise thing? But it goes both ways, right? Okay, acts of service. Actions speak louder than words. Do you appreciate more your partner if they do things for you, or do you appreciate more giving to your partner through acts? You know, I talk to women all the time, and they talk about their husbands, boyfriends, and they go, well, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't do this. He doesn't say things to me. He's kind of, you know, withdrawn. But does he do things? Acts of service. Does he fix your car? Does he fix little things around the house? Does he buy you groceries, go out and do things, right? Does he take the trash out? Okay, the next one is receiving gifts. Little tokens of love and affection can make you smile all day. Do you love little gifts? Do you like to receive little gifts? Now, I'm not saying you don't have all of these at some point, but what's your dominant one? Or do you like just to give little gifts? You know, like you're at the store and you see something, oh, my partner would love these flowers. These are so cool. They'll love this little plant. My partner, I know that they would appreciate this. So are you a giver of gifts or a receiver of gifts? What is your love language? You might have a flip side to this. I'm kind of listening to spirit as they talk to me about this. You may have a flip side. You might like to get, you might like to speak words of affirmation, but you might like to receive gifts. Quality time. Time is valuable, and you want to spend it with your significant other. Yeah, some people go, oh, he's awful clingy, or she's awful clingy. She all she wants to do is cuddle all day, you know. Well, that's not a bad thing. But your partner may not be their love language. And if that's your love language, that's cool. Is that your partner's love language? And if you're expecting that from your partner and they're not quite there, you know, no, I'm busy. You know, I got things to do and people to see. So think about that. Physical touch. Now, that's a little different than quality time. Because quality time would just be just hanging out. Let's go to the store together. You know, let's do this. Let's go hiking. Let's do this. Yeah, and if you're not the kind of person that likes that, I can remember back to my marriage. And let's go to the store. I'd go to the store. I'm going to go, too. I want to go. You know, you're going, well, maybe I need my own time here. So you have to kind of learn each other's love language. And then, so the article gets more into this, but I just kind of throw that stuff out there from my experience. Physical touch, hugging, cuddling, holding hands is how you let the world know you're in love. So is your partner always about holding hands or kissing in public or cuddling? And are you open to that? Or are you kind of, you know, I don't know about that one. What's your love language? What's your love language? Some people don't like public affection of any kind, even in private. A little, you know, sex and it's done, right? Now that you've identified your personal love language, what about your partner's? Is it the same or different? Do you know? Think about that. What is your personal? What is yours and what is your partner's? Interesting, right? Interesting. Okay, so let's move on in the article because this is really fun stuff. It may feel like you don't understand each other, but having a different love language is not the end of the world. Very true, right? Let me check back. I always like to check back and see if anybody wants to call in and ask Spirit of anything. Ask Sarah. That's the whole show is about. Ask Sarah. Okay, so call in. I'll jump back every once in a while, and we'll ask Sarah. You spent your entire evening with your partner instead of reading that book you really wanted to get to. Despite that, you're upset you haven't kissed them in the last 4 hours. Despite that, they're upset that you haven't kissed them in the last 4 hours. You just can't understand what they want from you. Sounds familiar? Or you ask them why they never said I love you. They respond, don't you like it when I'm bring you chocolates? And you can't see the connection. So maybe, yeah, as I said, that their love language is doing little things, bringing little gifts. And you think it's about words. Ooh. So understanding this is really, really important in a relationship, right? The biggest problem with this is that your messages of love might not be understood by each other. Don't worry, it's pretty normal to be with somebody who communicates love differently. Not everyone speaks the same love language. While it might be nice to have a partner that understands exactly what you need to feel loved, it isn't the end of the world if you don't. After all, we can't all be exactly the same way. How can we? So it's really about understanding and communicating. Isn't it really all about communicating? Isn't it really all about communicating with our partner? I'm going to try to share this. This is like a crazy sort of thing. I'm going to try to share this on Facebook. So if you're with me on Facebook, maybe you can read this. I will attempt to, and then we'll get back to the articles because I love this stuff. It's so much fun. Okay? So kind of sorted it, pasted it there. So if you want to see it, and you can look at it and check it out. Oops, it doesn't like my site. Okay, so we'll do that. I apologize. I'm just kind of trying to do this for a post for Facebook so people who are with me on Facebook can actually read this for yourself. I'll figure out another way. Okay, so back to the article. I'm kind of wandered off here a little bit. You can still speak. Okay, so get to know your partner's love language the easy way. And that's kind of a cool thought, right? Start paying attention to the little things your partner says and does. What seems to make them happy? That's a good point. What keeps their happiness level up? What keeps their joy up? Okay? Okay, I did post it. Okay, very cool. So if you want to read it, you can read it there. Okay, so here we go. Start paying attention. Okay, when do they start to feel unhappy or complain about the way things are going? When do they start complaining? Talking to each other about your romantic needs and wants is a huge important step. It also takes time. Or just get together for a date night at home, make a few drinks, and prepare a few snacks, and take this online quiz. Now, so I posted this to Facebook. I'm not sure I can post it to my site here because it doesn't give me that opportunity. But we'll see. Okay, I'll see if I can do that because it doesn't always do that. Okay. Okay, so online quiz. So go to Facebook if you've joined me, and then you can do this yourself. Or I also did it to Twitter. If you're a follower on Twitter, if also you're on Google Plus, I'm there, so I can do that. If you're interested, I can actually email you the link. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of easy enough to do, right? So I'm getting onto this article, and I think this is good stuff, and that's why I'm kind of emphasizing. I'd love you to read it sometime. So we'll do that later. Let me get back to the article if I didn't lose it. I think I just did. Nope, I just did. Something went awry in my craziness here. Okay, well, we'll find it again. I know I can find it again. Okay, we'll get back to the article. Apologize for that. I've been a little, I get clicking crazy here and trying to share what I'm doing. Okay, so let's get back to the article. So be truthful and respond to the questions from your heart and get the accurate answers. We'll go that. If you want to take the quiz, you can find it on Facebook, right? Put it on Twitter, if you're with me on Twitter, and some other sources. Learn to speak your partner's love language. Now, if you've joined me late, I don't know how to back up and say, well, go back and listen to this earlier, but the whole article is about It's why you and your partner don't need to speak the same love language. And the love languages are basically words of affirmation, things that some people just love to hear. I love you. You're amazing. Or maybe that's what you like to communicate, love to your partner. Acts of service speak. Some people just like to do things for other people, or that's what you like to receive as part of a love expression from your partner, receiving gifts. Maybe it's the little things, the flowers, the little gift from the store, the whatever. Is that what you, that's, is that your love language, or is that the love language of your partner? Quality time. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's go hiking. Let's do this. Let's do that. Or some of it's physical touch, hugging, cuddling, all that sort of fun stuff. So what is your love language? I don't even know what mine is. I have to do this. I'm going to take the test myself. Okay. So once you identify your love languages, keep following relationship advice. So many learn to speak your love languages, partner's love language. Start showing love according to what they understand as love. Sound easy? It's not the most difficult thing in the world, but it certainly isn't the easiest either. You are literally learning to speak a new language. This means learning all the right things to say and how and when to say them, and learning what to not to say. Ooh, that's kind of complicated, isn't it? Yeah. Here are some great pieces of relationship advice for what to do if your partner speak different love languages. Acts of service. Okay, that's their love language. They love to receive love by you doing things. So try doing little things to show them how much you care. Get their car washed. Pack their lunch, and remember to turn their book to the library. The little things, picking up something from the store for them, picking up the dry cleaning, whatever it is, the little things that they like. Remember that that's their love language, not yours necessarily, but that's how you build that relationship, a stronger relationship by doing this. Quality, and put away the cell phone and give them your undivided attention. Take a weekend getaway to play or play a board game between just the two of you. Maybe they're big Scrabble people, right? And they want to spend quality time playing Scrabble or whatever it is, right? Monopoly, Scrabbles, you know, poker. You know, maybe they just like to watch a movie and they want you to be there, right? Words of affirmation. Remember to verbalize what you think. Show them your appreciation. Send random texts throughout the day, or send a handwritten note in a briefcase or backpack. Just little words. I love you. I guess I would say that I'm one who really responds to that. In my love language, I would say that if you said I love you and you wrote me little notes and little texts and did little things, that would be like number one on my list, or high up there on my list of things. So that's pretty much high on my list. I don't know about you. Receiving gifts, bring them small things occasionally, things like favorite chapstick or a coffee from the local shop, or a good book is always welcome. Never try to forget special dates like birthdays and anniversaries. Oh, they're really big on that. Yeah, you don't want to forget those. Absolutely not, right? If that's their thing, is gifts. Physical touch. Make an effort to reach out and hold their hand. Hug your significant other after they haven't seen you all day. Never forget good morning kisses. I would say that's number two on my list. If I was to prioritize these myself, now you might want to do that. You know, what is your list, and how is it from one to five? What is your list, right? I guess I think words of affirmation, maybe physical touch is number two, and the one and two. Quality time, acts of service, yeah, that's probably number three. Gifts are number four. So, you know, that's me. So everybody's going to be a little different. You might want to prioritize that. Read the article, prioritize yours, and that compare that with your partner. Let them make their list, and you make your list. And then compare lists and go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, that's your number one, and that's not my number five. So, okay, I need to work on that one for you. Relationship advice concerning how to learn your partner's love language is full of one word: compromise. Learning to compromise isn't easy. It's full of doubts and struggles. Why? Because compromising is about giving something up. Who wants to do that? You know what? I'm going to stop here. You can read the article. You can go through this. I would say that, that if you do this with your partner, sit down, know what, you know, especially when you're beginning a relationship, that's a cool time to do this. It's important because then you know how to communicate. Make the list. Kind of keep this article around. Make the list, then have them make their list. Compare notes. And then you're really off to a great start in a relationship. If you so that's kind of a cool thing. So I'm gonna end that one there. You can find the article on Facebook. I posted it there. Or I also tweeted the article. Okay, let me see if there's any other way I can share it. If you want, I can email it to you. If you want to give me your email address, I'll save the article. And yeah, well, I'm gonna you can see if you're in on any of these things with me, link in, I put it there too. Okay? Share this everywhere because I think it's important for us to be able to communicate with our partner. Okay? So what are we doing now? Ah, we're going to move on. We're done with that article. I'm going to save it. I'm going to take the quiz later. I'm curious what they say my love language is. So I have another article or two. It's nope, that's not the one I wanted to do. How, oh, that's not the one. Oh, we talked about this yesterday, so I won't do that again. It's about spiritual dating, 5 tips to building a conscious relationship. I already did that one. Well, actually, you know, I'm kind of like, wait a minute, what can I cover now? Okay, let's just jump into an article real quick. And of course, I want you to call in. And the show is really all about ask Sarah, my spirit guide, my spirit group, any questions you want, anything that you need, anything that would make your life easier. They're willing to answer those questions for you. It's like the Dear Abby kind of thing. You know, you call in, go, my boyfriend, no, what am I going to do? You know, that kind of stuff. Or my daughter, my husband, my children, they're crazy. What should I do? Okay, that's the kind of tone I want to go here with the show. So, but it's not me. I'm not trying to be the expert. I'm letting my spirit group be the experts on whatever's going on in your life. So if you want to call in. Okay, so find happiness in just minutes a day. So it's like rekindling your happiness. I believe that we are all happy people, right? So these are little things that you can do to instigate your happiness, make your happiness stronger. Okay, so number one's nature. This is from beliefnet.com, and I don't have the author. Oh, yeah, Corinne Gatti, G-A-T-T-I. She's the senior editor, and she's the one who put this article together. And I might have read this before, but it's a cool article. So change your environment. Take a walk in nature. Meditate. View nature. Calm down and bring a fresh perspective. Take a different route to work. Go to the local park. Psychology Today says our emotional connectedness to the to the natural world is distinct from our psychological connections in our lives. Nature, regardlessness often predicts happiness regardless of our psychological factors. So, yeah, get out in nature. Just go somewhere, right? Did I start with the first one? I don't think I did. I was reading through these. Okay, first of all, the number one on the list, which is anything. The question in the chat room is anything in my love life, and I'm not sure because what do you need to know? What do you want spirit to tell you about your love life? Like, do you have one? You want one? What do you have to do to make it happen? It's more about what you have to do versus is it going to happen. This is not about is it going to happen. Of course it's going to happen. If you have a need for a love life, the universe is going to bring you love life, but it really is more about what you need to do. And what they would say to you at this point is, what do you need to do to make a love life? Get out there. Make yourself available. Know what you want. Address what you want. Dress for what you want. I guess that's another way of putting it. And just make yourself available. And really identify what you want and put it out to the universe. And be patient. It'll happen. Absolutely. The universe, God's source, will never hold back from getting you what you want. Well, of course you will. But that's up to you. I'm going to back to you. This is up to you. This is what you have to do, not necessarily when it's going to happen. I'm trying to stay about away from when and more about how. So I hope I'm answering your question, and I know I'm not answering your question directly because I'm not trying to answer your question about when and how you'll know, because the universe will bring you somebody. You just have to be prepared. Well, but you got to get out there. See, what they're trying to tell you is get out there. Go to places you love to do. Go to activities you love to do. Ask the universe, bring me somebody. I'm going to go to do these things that I love to do, that I enjoy, these experiences in life, whatever it is. Take a friend, take a wing person. You know what a wing person is, right? It's funny that a wing person, a friend of mine, neighbor, invited me to lunch, as a friend, and we went to lunch, and we're at this place, and I'm ordering, and this other lady starts talking to me, going, "Oh, you ordered carrots instead of chips." That's a wing person, you know. You have this other person with you. It seems like men or women are attracted to people that are already with somebody. So take somebody of the opposite sex and go somewhere, and you'll find out that you'll attract more men because you're already with somebody, because you're already kind of like out there. So that's cool. So go have some fun, basically, is what they're trying to tell you. So let me get back to the article. Make a decision. First Lady Martha Washington said she made a decision to be cheerful no matter what, to be happy. So decide to be happy. I am determined to be cheerful and happy to whatever situation I find myself. I have learned that the greater part of your misery or unhappiness is determined not by your circumstances, but by your disposition. Again, she's quoting Martha Washington. We can take control of our lives if we were determined not to let life kick us down. Happiness can be yours even if you're not in a great place. Same thing with a relationship. And that really plays well to your question. It's like you got to be positive. You got to be upbeat. You got to be what you want in life. If you want to be happy, if you want to be joyful, if you want to meet somebody who's just amazing, fun person, you know, then you got to be those things. That's what it's all about. You be what you want in a life and you'll attract it because like attracts like. So you decide, "Oh, well, this is what I want." And then you got to be like that. Not that you're going to suddenly become 6'3 and 240 pounds. I don't mean that. But it's your personality that you're looking for, the attributes of somebody else that you're wanting to attract into your life. That's what you need to be. It's not about a vision board. It's not about, "Oh, that's a picture. That's a nice picture. That's nice things." If you write things down, "I want kindness," then you be kind. "I want compassion," then be compassion. "I want to be fun." "I want somebody who's fun," then be fun. You have to be those things. And when you put that energy out to the universe, you're going to attract that energy back into your life. Don't expect somebody to be like what you want unless you're already there. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what they're trying to tell me to tell you. So it's not about when. It's about you doing something. And that's what I'm trying to get to with this show is about Ask Sarah, because they're going to give you advice and guidance, not necessarily predictions. That's what I'm trying to shy away from. It's really about what you – oops. Well, I ran out of time. I got to go off and on. I don't like to preach on that subject, but it's really important for us. Okay. To really think in terms of what do I need to do? How do I get there? Because spirit will help you get there. So it's how you're going to get there. Okay. So I'm going to be back on Monday. Wait a minute. What is today? Friday. I will be back on Monday. Oh, you got a big weekend coming up. If you're in the United States, it's the 4th of July coming up on Tuesday. So everybody doing a long weekend. You're going to go out and have some fun. Going to watch some fireworks. I think I'm going to, I don't know if I'm going to do fireworks. I did fireworks a few times in the last few years and maybe not. I think keep my dog quiet. I don't know. I don't know about fireworks. Anybody do fireworks? Okay. I like it, but sometimes it's like very difficult to get there because of the crowds and all that fun stuff. No, let's have some fun, though. So what fun things are you going to do this weekend? You should read the article. If you haven't read the article, if you're on with me on Facebook that I just talked about, because if you know what love language you have, then you know what your partner's love language is. And it's, it, you can build stronger relationships that way. So love you guys. And I'm going to just go eat something, I think. So be fun. Be joy. Bye.